Senate Bill 184, an act to protect the children of South Dakota against sexual exploitation by criminalizing certain conduct involving children and the Internet, to provide for civil remedies, to require certain people to report suspected violations, and to revise certain provisions regarding the unlawful use of computers.
Senate Bill 184, having had a second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks? Representative Michaels.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the House. I beg your indulgence on behalf of the most vulnerable segment of our society to talk about how they intersect with the most rapid revolution that we have had technologically in the world to date, which has to do with computer internet technology. You know, I turn to a lot of you, and I think that we rely on each other because our foremothers and fathers decided that we would all get together in this house from different backgrounds and experiences in parts of the state. And we appeal to each other based on our experiences. Some are in education, some are in medicine, some are in law, some are in business, some are in agribusiness. And all of that put together, we all come to a common understanding based on our education. But we have all come through childhood, and we have all come through vulnerable stages. And this is a bill about protecting children who come through those stages from people who live in the back alleys and the backwaters of the internet. In a former life, I used to prosecute this type of crime, although it was more overt. And the problem is now we have a situation where people can hide, where they can indeed be predators in the back alleys, and they're more difficult to root out. One of the things that I do find interesting, though, is having worked on this subject matter for the last few years, and with your support last year, we passed legislation, and we'll continue to do that, is the fact that we actually are on top of our game. And before I get to talk about the bill, I want to tell you that there are people that are watching not only this legislation, but other legislation that we had passed. Going back home Friday, I got a call that I returned from a gentleman who was in Dallas. And I called up and I said, are you in Dallas, South Dakota? And he said, no, I'm in Dallas, Texas. And he thought I would have put that together when I had to dial the area code. And he wanted to talk about this bill and another bill. And at the end of the questioning, he said, do you think it's going to have an impact? And I said, sir, I think so, because this is the first time I've ever talked to anybody from the Dallas Morning News. And how is it that you found out about this? And he said, well, I was looking at it on the internet. Ladies and gentlemen, the South Dakota Internet Crimes Against Children Enforcement Unit was put together a number of months ago, and I know you've seen Commander Mickelson, along with Mr. Campbell, Juris Campbell, the counselor to the governor, put together what they've demonstrated is actually, when you go into these chat rooms, it's like blood and water and the sharks show up. Nothing less. This is not hyperbole. This is an accurate metaphor. 15 years ago, if you were sitting around in your hotel room or your regular room and thinking that you could log onto the computer and travel around the world and meet people and talk with them, you would have said, Matt, you're crazy. The bottom line is, though, that we have a cyber city right now that's full of wondrous and marvelous things. And to borrow the metaphor from Commander Mickelson, it's really a beautiful one. The World Wide Web has a number of beautiful streets and parks and buildings that we can access and visit, but the cyber city also has dark and sinister alleys and neighborhoods. These dark areas of the World Wide Web offer new and inherent dangers to our children. There are approximately 1.6 billion websites right now. Obviously, we have computers now. Some of you might be on those websites. But the bottom line is that approximately 12.8 million of those sites are pornographic. Of those, 17,000 websites are devoted exclusively to child pornography and pedophilia. 80,000 child pornography files are traded online every week, and you'd say, well, how could they do that? How could they calculate it? Let me assure you, based on the number I've seen, that's a low number. There are going to be, by 2005, about 44 million kids on the internet. One in five kids were sexually solicited online this past year through email and chat lines, bulletin boards, and instant messaging. One in 33 kids were aggressively solicited online for sex, and one in four kids were exposed to unwanted pornography. The alarming fact in all of this, and why the unit in this bill is so needed, is that only 10% of the sexual solicitations and only 3% of the exposures to pornography were reported by the children to police, to the internet service provider, or parents. This internet is very good things, but the back alley has become a virtual playground for these sexual predators. and potential victims. The pedophiles download and distribute and manufacture pornography, and actually, because of their sociopathic mind, they actually keep this stuff on their computer. Kids are vulnerable, and these predators know it. They know where to go, and you've seen the demonstration of this. We've seen an explosion of kid cyberstalking, sexual tourism with kids, and other heinous acts. And you say, now, have these things happened in South Dakota? Our unit's only been up for a few months, but the answer is yes. Since the commander started his unit operationally in mid-October at the request of the governor, they have facilitated the investigation of over 150 cases and done forensic work on 28 computers. And that's just the beginning. The bill itself does a number of things, and I'll just give the highlights and stand by for questions. First of all, it repeals the current child pornography statutes because of the necessity to update it because of the exchange of information digitally and by the computer. Secondly, it does establish computer...
Time.
Thank you, Representative McCauley. It does establish a clear definition of various crimes, including cyberstalking, sale of child pornography, possessing and producing, distributing child porn, and sexual exploitation and solicitation of a minor to include over the internet. Interestingly enough, you would say, how can we grab these people because we don't know where they're at? Well, criminal jurisdiction, we can try, but there's an added tool here, and that would be a civil lawsuit. In other words, somebody can, and the law provides now that if a child has been sexually solicited and there are damages, that we could provide a lawsuit, find this individual, and sue them by serving the Secretary of State and then going after their property. And let me tell you, they have property. So that's another way to get them. Another aspect of the bill says that any tool used in these crimes then could be forfeited. Asset forfeiture is seizure is what that is. There is also other requirements and other updating of what we would call the hacking statutes, because as frightening as it is, part of what we're responsible for here in the legislature, and probably what I would submit to you is the number one responsibility of government, is to protect people. And protecting these children, especially with the access to the computer, a number of these pedophiles know how to get into the computer system, can hack in, can go in and actually get identifying data on these folks, where they've been, where they're going, and all that put together required us to update the law on hacking that we passed last year. Amazingly enough, we have to stay ahead of this game, and this is one major piece of legislation to protect those folks and shine some lights on this dark alley and expose those predators to the problems and the fact that we know they're there and they're going to be caught. I appreciate your leniency and time and listening to me, and also appreciate your support in the bill. Thank you so much.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 184. Representative McCoy.
Thank you. I also ask for your support on this bill. As a parent of a 15-year-old daughter who thinks that she's safe when she's on these, she is not. They can find her. Thank you.
Further remarks on Senate Bill 184. Representative Van Norman.
Mr. Speaker, just a brief comment. I had one of these cases where an out-of-state person tried to solicit a 14-year-old female from my district, and I think we need legislation to curb any such practice. So I support the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Hunstad.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And I want to stand up and maybe ask a question. I've seen this happen where a student finds a teacher's email address and goes somewhere, and all at once this teacher gets an embarrassing email from somewhere. I'd like to ask a question to the sponsor.
State your question.
Representative Michaels, I applaud what we're trying to get at here. What I'm more concerned with is some unintended consequences here of putting one of our citizens at risk. In particular, we all have email addresses that deal with the state of South Dakota. We're running computers that belong to the state of South Dakota, and it could be possible that we might get this kind of, someone might do this to us. And are we protected from that? I guess that's my question.
Representative Michaels, do you intend to answer the question?
Yes, sir, very much, and I appreciate it. It's an excellent question. Two-part answer. The first is, let's go to the fact that if it does have literary, scientific, or some other aspect that is valuable in the education side, the last part of the bill does provide for that, and that would be required under the First Amendment anyway. And the unintended receipt of it would not violate the statute from the standpoint of distributing. It might have a question. You might have a question on possession, but everyone who prosecutes these understands that it's not an isolated event, and you can also figure out when it's been received. Let's be fair. We have all received emails that were unseemly. It's the forwarding of it that's the problem. Deletion can be demonstrated. I've done it. I've worked with law enforcement in the past, that's an excellent point. There is a minor risk, and it is small, but it is a good question, and that is a possibility.
Representative Hunstad, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you very much. I am confident that if you looked in my computer, in my wastebasket in this computer, or did the right kind of research at this time as it sits on my desk, that I have some real bad junk in here. Somehow or another, those folks who send us junk have figured out how to get our emails. One of the worst problems we have, and it took a long time for me to realize this, is you'll get an email message from somebody and it'll say something like, I notice you're interested in raising money to support your family. If you don't want to be on this list, please respond and just say no thank you. So for a long time we were responding no thank you. Because of that, and because of the fact that this email was sent out blanket-wide, they didn't even know if anybody was getting it. But as soon as I said no thank you, somebody out there knew they had a live one, and it was me. And as soon as they had a live email that they knew people were responding to, they started sending me junk mail. I had to change my email address once to get away from them, and luckily enough, they figured out, because I was responding to somebody, that what my new one was. So I still get them. I have junk mail on here that I've erased that I'll bet you with the right technology you could go back and find. Scares me. I want us to do something about this problem. We have a huge problem. I am concerned, and hopefully you're right, and I'm going to vote with you, but we all in this body need to know we have to protect all of the citizens who are being bombarded with this stuff completely unsolicited, and that scares me about this. There's a lot of pages here. It's a little hard for me to understand what they all mean. Thank you.
Further remarks, Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. First of all, I think we need to understand that we're talking about child pornography, which is different than a dirty joke or a cartoon or something like that. And I understand Representative Hunstad's concerns, but the easy solution is if you truly get child pornography emailed to you on the computer, you call the police and you say, I received this, it was unsolicited, here it is on my computer, bring in the cyber cops, trace it back. That's an easy solution to that issue. I think the only person who has concerns in that particular nature is a person who receives that information, does not report it, continues to receive that information, and then I would wonder how innocent they are. I'd urge you to support the bill.
Further remarks? Seeing Representative Nachtigall.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, as I listened to the testimony, I certainly agree with the concept of the bill, but my only problem is starts on section 26 and then continues on through the rest of the bill. I guess it's germane because it deals with computers, but I think we have two different issues, and I guess I'd call for a division of the bill.
You can't divide a bill.
I guess, could that be explained to me why it couldn't be divided?
You can divide an amendment, but you can't divide a bill.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to, I'm a little bit late on this, I'd like to have an amendment.
I could help you. You to the part you do not like, that is part of the bill. You could offer an amendment to take that part out and have a separate vote on that, but you can't divide the bill.
Okay. Well, if I had a little bit of time, I'd like to submit an amendment.
You could ask for us to defer action so you can prepare an amendment, and then the body would have a chance to react to that. That would be one method.
Mr. Speaker, if I could just move the bill, just pass the next bill so I could have time to start an amendment.
Is there a second to that? Any further discussion? Representative Michaels.
Thank you. I would respectfully request that you resist that motion, and the reason is that the bill does describe it in the title. One, two, it is an expansion of the hacking law because it does deal specifically with interdiction by child pornographers on a system. So I think that we're ready to take the bill, and I would appreciate you resisting that motion. Thank you.
Any further remarks on the Noctegal motion? Seeing none, does any member wish to speak before Representative Noctegal speaks again on his motion? Seeing none, Representative Noctegal.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Well, I guess I'd beg to differ with Representative Michaels. This, from Section 26 on, really doesn't do anything for stalking. It talks about disrupting computers and computer systems and the fines thereof. And that's why I'd like to have an amendment to make this separate. Thank you.
Any further remarks? Hearing none, the question then is the Noctegal motion to defer the bill down the calendar. Those in favor of that motion will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion fails. Motion fails. Further remarks on Senate Bill 184? Seeing none, the question for the House Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 184. Those in favor will vote aye. Opposed, nay. The clerk will lock the voting machine and members proceed to vote.
Representatives Derby, Garnas, Clout, Valandra, Pitts, Davis, and Bradford. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
Clerk will display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there were yeas 69, excused 1.
Senate Bill 184, having received majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Questions on the title? Seeing none, the title is deemed agreed to.